spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, window. Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all along the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling. I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep. So won't you bear with me a while? We must all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The inauguration of Donald Trump happening in a few hours on Capitol Hill. ABC Senior White House Correspondent Selena Wang with more from Washington on the transfer of power.
The nation's capital on high alert with 25,000 security personnel and 30 miles of barricades. Nearly 8,000 National Guard troops from 40 states also supporting local police. The United States Secret Service saying that while the country remains in a heightened threat environment, there is no active direct threat to the inauguration.
Last night, there was a big MAGA rally at Capital One Arena.
I'm thrilled to be back with so many friends, supporters, and true American patriots on the eve of taking back our country. That's what we're going to do, take back our country.
The price of Bitcoin surged to $109,000 overnight. President Trump has launched a new cryptocurrency venture and vowed to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the world. This is ABC News. TikTok back again on the App Store and on your phones after President-elect Trump promised a 90-day pause on the federal ban.
A president cannot undo or change a law. He does have enforcement discretion, but Republican Senator Tom Cotton is warning that tech companies could still face billions of dollars in fines under this law in the future. Apple and Google are still not allowing new downloads or software updates of TikTok on their app stores.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Large parts of the country in a deep freeze today.
More than half the country is now under cold weather alerts. Wind chills could drop to 50 below zero in the upper Midwest, some of the coldest temperatures in 2 years. This, as a rare winter storm takes aim at the south later today into tomorrow, some areas bracing for the most snow in decades.
ABC's Allison Kosick. We're not drinking as much wine as we were before. Sales down 6% last year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure, dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Aylin. Wisconsin's official Martin Luther King commemoration takes place at noon today at the Capitol in Madison. The annual tribute and ceremony is the oldest official MLK state celebration in the U.S. The theme of this year's tribute is Justice Lives Here. The event will include presentations of MLK Heritage Awards. The TikTok ban apparently motivated a Fox Valley arson fire over the weekend. The fire caused minor damage to a Fond du Lac strip mall, which houses Wisconsin Congressman Glenn Grothman's district office. Police say a 19-year-old Menasha man allegedly admitted to setting the fire because of the TikTok ban. And a new year means it's also a time to see what subscriptions you're being charged for. Wisconsin Consumer Protection says a look through your credit card and checking records might turn up some surprises that could range from online video services to magazines to cable contract or subscription boxes.
They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on yourself, because when you gamble responsibly, everyone's a winner.
If you or someone you know gambles more frequently than planned or has made repeated, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling, call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. There is hope, there is help, and there is a path to peace of mind. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
The cold weather advisory continues today, tonight, into tomorrow. We'll get to 6 below for a high today with a wind chill minus 20 to minus 35. Tonight, 17 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little warmer with a high of 5 above. The bathroom you've always wanted, $99 a month from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 13 below zero.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
We'd already said too much. I faced the wall, you faced the window, bound and determined not to touch. We've been married 7 years now. Some days it feels like 21. I'm still mad at you this morning. Coffee's ready. You want some? I've been up since 5, thinking about me and you, and I've gotta tell you the conclusion I've come to. I'll never leave, I'll never stray. My love for you will never change, but I ain't ready to make up or get around to that. I think I'm right, I think you're wrong. I'll probably give in before long. Please don't smile. I just wanna be mad for a while. For now you might as well forget it. Don't run your fingers through my hair. Yeah, that's right, I'm being stubborn. No, I don't wanna go back upstairs. I'm gonna leave for work without a goodbye kiss. But as I'm driving on, Just remember this, I'll never leave, I'll never stray. My love for you will never change, but I ain't ready to make up. We'll get around to that. I think I'm right, I think you're wrong, I'll probably give in before long. Please don't make me smile, I just wanna be mad for a while. But I ain't ready to make up. We'll get around to that. I think I'm right, I think you're wrong, I'll probably give in before long. Please don't make me smile, I just wanna be mad for a while. I just wanna be mad for a while. I just wanna be mad for a while. Just wanna be mad for a while.
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. Gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Got to the job site at a 9:15, and somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. And then I caught a little nap, stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Well, it sure is Monday, ain't it the truth? I partied hearty, now I'm paying my dues. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but it's all over now, and it sure is Monday.
Winnikins keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. The Mavericks and All You Ever Do Is Bring Me Down here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens below zero this morning, a very cold one this morning. And that cold weather is going to stick around, but it will begin to warm up here beginning Wednesday. And we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour, we're going to talk with Tim Trotter from Edge Dairy Cooperative. We're going to get his reaction on the referendum approval for the changes to the federal milk market order system. And we're going to talk with Tim about that here in our Newsmaker segment this hour. Reminder, today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That means there's no markets, the banks are closed today, and there'll be no mail at the mailbox today as well. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Lucas Pease, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago. Lucas, we're 3 weeks into 2025. Super Bowl cheese demand will soon be behind us, while plenty of new cheese-making capacity has or is coming online. China has not reliably returned to the dairy market, and U.S. global price competitiveness is in question, and President Trump's threats of tariffs overhang the markets. We also have bird flu's impact on things. What is Rabobank's perspective for 2025?
There are certainly a lot of factors to consider here as we move into this new year, some of which, as you mentioned, do seem quite bearish, but overall, at Rabo Research, we're still maintaining a little bit of a balanced view looking ahead. I think that domestic demand, in light of all negative economic drivers that tend to keep appearing, continues to be okay, which is a really good sign when we think about how much milk we do consume domestically here in the U.S. But you're right, there are some questions about U.S. export competitiveness and the additional cheese supply that's coming on. So those things will kind of, I think, limit the overall upside potential that milk prices have over the next several months and relatively throughout this year. However, to offset that, I do think that feed costs this year will be around the lowest we've seen in 4 to 5 years. So even with milk prices might not be sky high like we saw in Q4 of 2024, we're still expecting okay margins for dairy farmers. So I do think that if we can maintain milk prices around that $20, $21 mark per se, there are still opportunities for profit regardless of all of the seemingly negative headwinds that we're facing. The biggest wild card, again, as you mentioned, is how President Trump's actions impact dairy farmers, whether that's the tariff situation that we're anticipating or how aggressive the president will be on deportations that might limit labor availability on farms. Volatility still expected, but regardless of some of the bearish factors, still maintaining a relatively neutral outlook for this year.
Real quickly, in closing, how about bird flu? How big of an impact?
I think bird flu is a concern for the industry. We saw that massive 9% California milk production decline in November. I think over the winter, maybe a little bit of a lesser impact, but we'll watch that sharply here into the spring as birds start migrating again. I believe USDA have several vaccines that they are testing right now, so hopefully we get some good news on that front here over the next few months.
Lucas Pease, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Our society today does not do a very good job at nurturing family ties or believing in our children.
Many children today are being raised in broken homes or are being neglected because their parents are too busy to give their children the attention they hunger for and need. Sadly, that forces our children to find other ways to get attention.
They may have the opportunity to find it in a coach or teacher, but many times they find themselves in dangerous or abusive relationships. They can also resort to other unfortunate activities that will get them some of the attention that they need.
We can set ourselves up for regular miracles by daily exercising a belief in people. Develop habits that regularly send I believe in you messages. There are people around you who desperately need someone to believe in them. You can be that person.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
There is still time for producers suffering losses last year due to specific disasters and adverse conditions to apply for USDA's Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish program. Farm Service Agency Assistant Deputy Administrator Kimberly Graham says,
producers of livestock that have incurred these types of losses under ELAP have until January 30th to submit their applications for payment.
That includes dairy producers who incurred milk losses due to reduce production from positive H5N1 test, a provision established last July.
To date, we've had H5N1 infections that were detected in herds in 16 different states, and we've paid up to $60 million so far in ELAP assistance to those dairy producers.
Sign up for ELAP occurs at local FSA offices. More information about ELAP is available at FSA offices or online via farmers.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers. And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar, I love this bar, it's my kind of place. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far, come as you are. Bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers. I've even seen dancing girls and hookers, and we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. Bar. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
but I love this bar. Just trolling around the dance floor, puts a big smile on my face, no cover charge. Come as you are. I love this bar. I just love this old bar.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were mixed. February up 11 to 2017, March up 3 to 1991, April down 3 to 1964, May milk down 8 at 1958. Cheese markets were steady. Barrels at 189, 40-pound blocks also at 189 with no sales on the day. Cash butter down a half to 253, three trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 137 and a quarter, two trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 73 and three quarters. And no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly mixed on the day. Some short covering after the big losses from Thursday helping to support the markets along with some stronger cash markets, but strength in the corn markets also provided some pressure. Hog markets mostly lower on the day on an extension of the big sell-off due to continued skepticism over consumer demand. February live cattle up 15 cents to 196.75. January feeder cattle up 5 cents to 273.50. February hogs down $1.17 to 81.12. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher on a risk-on type of trade on Friday, reversing some of the big losses from Thursday as they were just a touch overdone. So a lot of technical buying heading into the weekend helping to support the markets. Higher Matif wheat prices also helping to support U.S. wheat. March corn up 9 3/4 to 484 and a quarter. New crop up 3 1/4 to 456. March beans up 15 to 1034. New crop up 7 to 1027 and 3/4. March soybean meal up 280 to 297.20. Chicago wheat, March and May both up 1 1/4. March at 538 and 3/4. May at 550 and 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, March up 2 1/4 to 583 and 3/4. While May up 2 1/4 to 593 and 3/4. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 434, February and March also at 434, new crop 396, cash and February beans 949, March 954, new crop 938. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash February and March corn 444 and a quarter, new crop 406. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and February corn 451, March 455, new crop 407. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 429, new crop 406, cash beans 954, new crop 952. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 436, new crop 406, cash beans 949, new crop 938. At Red Wing Grains, March corn 457, April 467, May 469, new crop at 417. Meanwhile, March beans at 999, April 1007, May 1010, new crop 969. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 432, February 436, new crop 398, cash beans 958, February 958, new crop 955. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 189 to 213, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 185, market cows 105 to 123, bulls 122 to 153, calves 100 to 1015, beef steers 150 to 367, Holstein steers 125 to 272. Sheep markets, market lambs 145 and down, light lambs 225 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 101 and down, goat markets, does 200 and down, bucks 180 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
After 3 good years together, we had our first big fight. So she went to her mother's, and I went home. Down an old familiar highway, just a few miles out of town, to that run-down one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in the driveway, you know it all still looked the same, and I couldn't wait down a few, hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down and said, "May I help you, please?" And I said, "What you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song." Back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too fast, too long, and too loud. And it must have been a big mistake to try to speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, cried out one more time, "What'd you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. Somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song." We'll be right back.
that sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're real country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Woke up late today and I still feel the sting of the pain, but I brush my teeth anyway. I got dressed, threw the mess, and put a smile on my face. I got a little bit stronger. Riding in the car to work, and I'm trying to ignore the hurt, so I turned on the radio. Stupid song made me think of you. I listened to it for a minute, but then I changed it. I'm getting a little bit stronger, just a little bit stronger. And I'm done hoping that we could work it out. I'm done with how it feels, spinning my wheels, letting you drag my heart around. And oh, and I'm done thinking you could ever change. I know my heart will never be the same, but I'm telling myself I'll be okay, even on my weakest days. I get a little bit stronger. It doesn't happen overnight, but you turn around and a month's gone by, and you realize you haven't cried. I'm not giving you an hour or a second or another minute longer. I'm busy getting stronger.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning, Tim Trotter with Edge Dairy Cooperative. And we're going to talk with Tim. We had a chance to talk with him at the Dairy Strong Conference. And every year it seems like there's a big, giant, breaking news story at Dairy Strong. And this year was no different. the referendum for the federal milk market order was approved. And thank you to our broadcast sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anabis Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Amplify Health Mondovi, Synergy Co-op, the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Tim, 10th year of Dairy Strong and 10th year of Big Giant news breaking and announced here at Dairy Strong as well, with the referendum being approved. Your reaction?
Well, I think I don't think there's any surprise that it was approved. I think for the majority of the orders, and I think for where we started and where we ended up, I think most people anticipated this. You know, I think a lot of farmers and processors will be having conversations. What's the impact going to be to me on my farm? And I would encourage members to reach out. And I think a lot of them did. You know, many of them got ballots in the mail. We're making a lot of phone calls and making informed decisions. So in the short, you know, the farmers voted on this and they said yes. In Federal Order 30, we have more work to do because we're such a high manufacturing order. The impacts are going to be very minimal or maybe not overly positive. So we need to work, you know, harder to get more reforms to make it more viable.
You know, Tim, there was during the press conference that you had, the question came out. This was a two-year process. Was it worth it?
Oh, I think so. I mean, it's, again, you know, there's been this nagging thing, and it's been for 10 years. I've been here at Edge for 10 years. They've always talked about make allowances. They always talked about, you know, it's time for reforms. The disappointing thing, I think, for us, there was a lot of effort put into this, and it was very thoughtful. AMS did a good job running the process, but the limited scope really hurt us because it would have been nice to talk more broadly about how the orders could be more beneficial, but it was limited scope. So, you know, was it worth the effort? Yes, you have to be at the table, right? I mean, that's our job. It's Edge's job to represent our farms. And I'm not going to cast a cloud that it could have been better or worse. I think we've got something we can work with, and we're going to work to make things better for our members.
How can farmers in Federal Order 30 work to make some of these changes on, you know, to make some additional tweaks, again, with this make allowance? Because for us, it's so different than compared to the Southeast or the West or what, you know, where Class 1's kind of still the mover here, and they don't have all that cheese process.
So the majority of the vulnerabilities, now we had a task force that worked on this in 2019 and 2020, and the task force came out with some of the biggest concerns that farmers had was, for milk that's depooled, will they still have timely payments, and will there still be third-party verification? They looked at those as two really, really could be very harmful things if they're not done right under the protection of the order. So what we've done in Federal Order and what we're doing is in the Farm Bill, we're trying to codify that farmers will get paid twice a month and that there'll be third-party verification to make sure their components are being tested accurately. Those are two must-haves to help our farms because when you think about it, in Federal Order 30 and like in Federal Orders, you know, this is just establishing what the minimum price is. We need to work on how do we enhance price. And, you know, we're talking about the floor right now, but we need to see how can we add more value to milk. And I think that's where Edge is looking, you know, holistically, what can we do to move that needle? So I encourage members to stay tuned, stay involved, work with their processors, have conversations with their processors. Ask them what's their long-term aspects. How does this change our business relationship? Those are very, very valid questions because every processor may have a different answer because it's going to affect their business in a different way. So, again, we encourage involvement and interaction with processors, and farmers need to listen too. They need to have a, you know, an open mind when they're talking about the future.
Talking with Tim Trotter with Edge Dairy Cooperative. Tim, when I had a chance to talk with Dana Cole from AMS, she said one thing that potentially down the road, but it would have to be in the Farm Bill, would be mandatory reporting on processing costs. Is that something that really needs to be, we need to be talking to our legislators saying this needs to be in the Farm Bill because that will help get a real true make allowance potentially?
Well, yes, we need to have the facts. We need to have all the facts. And we don't, the thing that we don't want to do is disincentivize a processor who has reinvested a lot in their plants over the last few years. And in a sense, everybody's going to be treated equally, but some have really went out out and took a lot of risk and did things to make their processing plant more modernized and more, you know, updated. So we don't want there to be winners and losers within the processor. So the only way you can do that is having, you know, a really accurate look at what their true costs are for all of them. Then you can make an informed decision. No different than you would do with your banker when you're sitting down. Look at my total picture. Where do I stand? How does that work? So I think it's very, very healthy to have that. It just gives more credibility and trust within that decision-making process.
And as time goes on, everything starts to take effect at least June 1st, and then it's December 1st where all of these components and all that other things kick in. So you have a lot of work, I would bet, at the co-op now.
Well, there will be, and I think a lot of farmers, you know, I would think that there's going to be some risk management questions about how is this going to affect their risk management tools, and I think that's something that still will evolve. How will that have impacts? So I would encourage, you know, farmers to reach out to the people they use for risk management and talk about how does this change affect my vulnerability on my farm and what do I need to do differently for risk management, because this will change that.
Tim Trotter with Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
The coldest weather of the year is expected to arrive tonight in the convergence with an upper-level trough in our ag weather forecast. We'll have temperatures near 20 below zero overnight tonight, and despite decreasing winds early Tuesday morning, there still will be widespread wind chills of near 40 below in some areas. Extreme cold warnings are in effect for the entire listening area. Now, as the Arctic high pressure moves eastward, a Clipper system will fill in its wake on Wednesday. If anything, it could give us a dusting of snow, but it will give us warmer temperatures. Extreme cold warning is in effect. Mostly sunny throughout the day today. High 5 below. Northwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then clearing, a low near 18 below. With west winds at 5 to 15, giving us wind chills near 40 below. For Tuesday, sunshine, highs near 4 above. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, not as cold. A chance of flurries late, lows near 0. For Wednesday, not as cold, mostly cloudy. A chance of flurries in the morning, highs mid-20s. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, highs near 17. Friday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s. And for Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs once again in the mid-20s.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're going to have a lot of stressed out pups when we return to school and the office. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Start planning now to help your pet get used to a new routine as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
It's going to be a big change once we return to work and school outside of the home. It'll have a significant impact on our pets, too, because they've gotten used to having us around all day. Or maybe your pet likes alone time and has been suffering with your constant presence. Either way, pets are emotional creatures and thrive on routine. Dr. Reagan McGowan is a senior pet behavior scientist with Purina. She says once you learn your day will go back to pre-COVID normal, start tweaking your pet's routine and onto a predictable schedule.
This means even if you're at home, starting to do those things like get up early and take your dog out and feed them their breakfast as if you would be leaving. And then again, at the end of the day, try to target their dinner time or nighttime walks at the time that you usually would be coming home. And try to carve out some time during the day where you actually do leave your pet by themselves to have some alone time so that they remember what that's like and remember that, you know what, it's okay.
If you adopted a new pet during the pandemic, the only life this animal knows is the COVID life and how you've been interacting with them. When you're all out of the house back to normal, it'll be completely abnormal for the new four-legged family member.
So it's going to be really important for them to kind of work them up into what the new routine will be. All the tips that I said previously, but in baby steps will be a good idea. And for pets that do show separation anxiety, there's a lot that we can do to sort of channel that energy, creating those safe spaces where they can feel calm, making sure that they have a space that they can call their own where they can be when they're alone.
Also make sure there's something to keep them occupied when they're alone, such as interactive toys and treats. Learn more about caring for pets post-COVID at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Let them out. I'm not afraid to cry. Every once in a while,